Welcome to Diatribes, Dialectics, and Dialogues of an Angry Social Worker. My name is Robert Fabricante. I would also like to say the show can be called 3D of an Angry Social Worker, a shorter abbreviation for the show. Today marks Martin Luther King's birthday, or the federal holiday in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King. Dr. King's birthday was actually last week. Today, Senator Kamala Harris announced her presidential bid for the 2020 election. It was a symbolic revelation in honor of the civil rights leader of more than 40 years ago. Unfortunately, during the weekend of Dr. King's birthday weekend, a protest from March of Life protest and the Indigenous People Movement protests collided at the Lincoln Memorial, ironically, where Dr. King gave his I Have a Dream speech. That confrontation between the Catholic School of Covington High in Kentucky and Mr. Nathan Phillips, a representative from the Native American contingent that was there to provide a peaceful protest, he was in a confrontational moment with protesters from the March of Life, in which the vivid pictures show a smug teenager in front of Mr. Phillips, who also served in the Vietnam War, a very unfortunate and disgusting discourse that we have now in America between polarized groups that are talking hate, perpetuating hate. The authors of the book, The Coddling of the American Mind, Greg Lukianoff and Jonathan Haidt, ironically H-A-I-D-T, wrote a book about how good intentions and bad ideas are getting or setting our generation to fail. The right to First Amendment on college campuses is now met with much discourse and disdain, where we cannot, as society, have healthy debates or discussions or to agree to disagree. The ability to have dialectic and dialogues is almost a, as they say, a non-issue with the ability that we can easily point out fingers versus having intellectual and healthy discussions. So yes, we are pitted once against each other, and now we have to figure out how do we get back to where we can have the ability to agree to disagree. And yes, our current state of affairs, and Dr. King still has a dream, and we still share that dream, that we will all and are created equal, and that we all are able to at least understand one's point of disagreement without perpetuating hate. Again, until next time, Robert Fabricani, 3D of an angry social worker.